in Washington, D.C. Ain't got nobody to see about me. But I'm's a good man, but I'm's a poor man. You can understand. All the doctors and nurses too, they came and they asked me, who in the world are you? I said, I'm the good man, but I'm the poor man. You can understand. The doctors and nurses, they shaking their head, said, take this poor man and put him to bed. Because he's a good man, we know he's a poor man, we can understand. I didn't go hungry, I had a plenty to eat. I had good treatment and a place to sleep. Because I was a good man, they knew I was a poor man, they could understand. I met a little dame, sir, she promised me that she would love me and always be sweet. She found out I was a poor man, yeah, but I was a good man. She couldn't understand. Now when she left me, she got in the door, she waved me goodbye. I haven't seen her no more. She found out I was a good man, she knew I was a poor man. She couldn't understand. The doctors and nurses, they shaking my hand, say you can go home now, Skip, you're the son of a man. Because you're a good man, you're a poor man, we can understand. I taken my doctor and I shaking his hand. I'm gonna play this hospital blues. Thank you.
Buongiorno, buon pomeriggio. Welcome to Give 'em the Boot. I'm Linda Bull, and this is CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver, UBC campus. I'm excited today to have a special guest in the studio. His name is Carlo Onzo, and he is a mandolinist from Italy, and he is going to be helping me play some music today in the studio. Welcome, Carlo.
Buongiorno, buongiorno a tutti gli ascoltatori.
Carlo, parliamo un po' in italiano?
As you wish.
Okay, yeah. Either way, it's being very confusing between Italian and English, but that's fine, we can do both.
Okay. No, yeah, it's a free radio.
It is free radio. That's right. You are in North America, have been playing some music with a very fine guitarist by the name of René Izquierdo.
Yes, he's the teacher at the Wisconsin University in Milwaukee. And we actually were touring North America for the release of our new album that is dedicated to a Genoese violin player, Niccolò Paganini, the famous violin and composer, and discovered his works about his intimate works that he dedicated to the duo violin and guitar, and we played with the mandolin guitar, considering that he was a mandolin player before he was a violin player. And he used to play the mandolin and the guitar in private concerts and at night with friends in the cafe or salon music.
Oh, right. And what was his, what year was Paganini born? What was his era?
He was born in 1782. And he is part of the classical and early romantic era. He invented the virtuoso character for the classical music, and actually he was a little he paid a lot of attention on how to be not just to be a good a musician, the first the musicianship, then the show,
the showmanship.
That he was,
oh, okay.
Yeah. So he was afraid to be, you know, like a circus
act. Oh, I see. So he was a serious musician and also, obviously, a composer of much great music that most violinists, you know, have played at some point in their life or have attempted to play, the famous Paganini Caprices.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. The most difficult pieces for a long time on the violin, yeah.
And do mandolinists, I should probably mention, I guess, to all of our guests that you play the classical mandolin, of course, what is called the classical mandolin. So it's a style of mandolin which is not the one that is most known in North America.
That's right, yes. Mainly here you can see bluegrass played on the mandolin, and they play also jazz. You have great, great musicians. I like bluegrass and jazz, and also blues with the mandolin here in this continent. But now also the interest for the classical mandolin is growing up very much. And we have many cities where you can find a mandolin orchestra that made by amateur musicians, like in Montreal or here in Vancouver or in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
You have mandolin orchestras in your country. And so this interest is growing up very much all over. About the classical mandolin.
Classical mandolin, yeah, great. And why don't we start off with a track from this brand new album of Paganini music that we have.
Benissimo. So we have the collection of the music presented here is from some of them are from the collection Centone di Sonate. That is a collection of music for violin and guitar duo. And but the first piece of the album is the famous Sonata Concertata that sounds very interesting on two plucked instruments like mandolin guitar. So I would suggest the third movement, that is Allegretto con brio, scherzando, and this is a rondo form. So enjoy.
Okay, thank you very much. Franco Morone. Quello è un brano che si chiama Giovanottina, è una tarantella napoletana, ovviamente. Conosci?
Bravissimo.
Conosci, sì. Franco Morone?
Sì, conosco Franco Morone, un caro amico di vecchia data. Sono anche stato dalle sue parti in Abruzzo.
Ah, davvero?
Sì.
Sì, lui è uno che ho conosciuto tramite magari un compilation, un disco. Mi ricordo di aver visto una traccia che mi è piaciuta, poi l'ho contattato e mi ha spedito una marea di dischi, proprio tantissimi dischi. E poi mi sono innamorata soprattutto di questo disco qua, che praticamente è, non so se sia una versione in inglese, comunque è scritto proprio in inglese: Popular Songs and Dances, Traditional Dances from Italy.
Bravissimo, un arrangiamento eccezionale della tarantella.
Sì, fantastico. Sono qui in studio, qui su CITR, con Carlo Onzo, che è un mandolinista italiano che è qui in Nord America in tournée. Fra poco tornerà in Italia. E lui è stato qua per una presentazione di un CD di Paganini, musica per mandolino e chitarra classica, con un altro famosissimo, bravissimo chitarrista cubano, di origine cubano, però che adesso è negli Stati Uniti da quanto tempo? Da 15 anni, 20 anni?
Sì, ormai da parecchio tempo, preciso non ricordo.
Ed è un professore di chitarra alla University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee.
Right.
Yes, René Izquierdo.
Right.
And this wonderful, we heard one of the tracks from that, which was the third track, the Rondo, from the Sonata Concertata.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Beautiful, very nice.
Grazie, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We will be back for some release parties around the East Coast in late May, early June, the following month. So you are all invited to join us to those evenings.
Okay, great.
Evening events.
On the East Coast, if
on
anyone fancies going.
Speaking about the East Coast, I have to say hi.
Oh, yes.
To a couple of friends that are hearing our show. Is Jonathan, Rudy, and Sam from Baltimore, and so we will see soon you in Baltimore for our release party there.
Okay, and if there's any other people you need to say hello to while on air, feel free to do so.
Grazie.
Okay. All right, so I thought today would be interesting, seeing as you were coming along. Oh, I forgot to mention that you are from Liguria.
Yes, Savona.
Savona
is my city,
which is near Genoa, which is the city of our first musician, Paganini.
Right.
Although there is some conjecture over whether Paganini was actually from Savona.
No, not Paganini, but Cristoforo Colombo.
Ah, really?
Yes, Cristoforo Colombo probably is from Savona, they say. I don't know.
Okay, because it was also a very famous port city. It was a famous port, Savona.
Yes, very much.
Was destroyed, more or less, by
The Genoeses. Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, most of our history was stolen by the Genoese. They were fighting a lot in the past.
They were very greedy.
Yeah.
I thought what came to mind, there were a couple of musicians who I met recently and has music I have recently received. And one of them is this woman, singer, Roberta Aloisio. And she recently sent me a couple of albums of hers. This one I have in my hand called Lengua Serpentina.
Yes.
It's her with an orchestra called the Orchestra Bailam, mm-hmm. who are a bunch of musicians who I think you know some of.
Yeah, Edmondo Romano is one of the arranger and the clarinet player.
Okay, we're going to hear him on this next track.
Yes, right.
This is a text which is actually from the 1800s, the text from Giovan Battista Vigo, and from 1844 to 1891. He died quite young, too. Mm. Canta Ama? How do you pronounce that? It's in Genoese dialect.
Canta Ama, it means sing the sea.
Oh.
This is the Genoese dialect. So this is a song about the sea and waves and wind, everything related to the sea.
To the sea. Okay, let's.
There is also the translation.
Oh, okay.
Quando con le onde e i marosi si armonizza il vento, è più d'un tuono dalle nubi che dalle nubi si schianta. Udite lontano laggiù il mare che canta con quella voce scura che mette paura e spavento. E come canta il mio mare, il mare nelle sue tempeste, cantiamo noi di rabbia e di malinconia. Canta il mare, ma quando con soave, dolce e soave mormorio, il mare di scoglio in scoglio così stanco si trascina, ascoltate e udite come una voce che vi incanta, che vi commuove il cuore a lungo più di un sentimento. È come il mare che spande la sua canzone, così dal cuore scacciamo, scacciamo una passione. Canta il mare.
To admit that I did have a small problem there. I actually accidentally let the wrong song go, but we're going to, Carla was going to tell us all about
it. It was a beautiful song.
It was a beautiful
song. Actually wrong. I did an introduction with another text. But let's, can we hear it, Linda? The Canta Uma? Or the second track?
Okay, sure. So this is the one is all about the sea.
Okay.
This is Roberta Aloisio. Oh,
very nice voice.
Quella voce grande che ti mette paura e spaventa. Sienta voce,
quante voce, sienta voce,
Gesù,
sienta voce, sienta
voce, sienta voce,
sienta voce, sienta voce, sienta voce, sienta voce, luce sta chiusa, guanta mai.
Sente una voce, sente questa voce che incanta, che piglio cuore strigne, più forte non sentimento. Sente
ma
voce,
con suave tu, sente un momento su, ma sente voce.
Fotografia. Chiunque lo conosca bene può chiamarlo senza offesa, uomo di poca malinconia. È un pianista di piano bar, vende a tutti tutto quel che fa. Non sperare di farlo piangere, perché piangere non sa. Nella punta delle dita poco jazz, poche ombre nella vita. Solo un pianista di piano bar, che suonerà che lo vuoi sentire, non
vuole la compagnia. La risata forte, l'amicizia cena, ama se stesso senza allegria. È un pianista di piano bar, è un poeta di varietà. Non cercare di vederlo piangere, perché piangere non sa. Nella punta delle dita poco jazz, poche ombre nella vita. Sono un pianista di piano bar, che suonerà finché lo vuoi sentire, non ti disturberà. Solo un pianista di piano bar, che canterà che lo vuoi seguire, non ti deluderà.
Ah, piano bar di Francesco De Gregori. Do you remember this album from your childhood?
Of course. Who doesn't remember it? Yeah.
Fantastic. Francesco De Gregori is one of the great songwriters that Italy has ever produced. And I'm actually going to be talking about him. I'm doing a lecture, I'm doing a series of lectures at the Italian Institute of Culture in the following months. I've done two so far. The third one is coming up next week. In fact, next Monday night, the 23rd of April, if anyone would like to go. It's free. It's also in English, although I will be showing a bunch of music videos and playing songs in Italian, but we have the translations in English of all the songs. And so I'm doing, coming up this next week is the Scuola Bolognese. So maybe some of your, again, some other childhood singer-songwriters that you might know of, like Lucio Dalla.
Oh, yeah.
And oh, he's
sounds
great.
Interesting and fun.
Yeah, it is fun, actually.
Let's go.
Francesco De Gregori will be one of the people, of course, coming up in the Roman school with a lot of others as well. So just for information, people, make sure you contact the Italian Institute of Culture, which is on West Hastings Street downtown. You just need to let them know you're coming. You don't need to pay anything. Just give them a call or shoot them an email. I'd love to see you there. That's next Monday at 6:15 p.m. So I'm here on... Given the Boot. It's an hour of Italian music. It's just past the half hour mark now, just 2:30, and I have in the studio with me Italian mandolin player Carlo Alonso from Savona in Liguria, and we've been talking a little bit about different music. We had some music from actually this singer Roberta Aloisio is I think she lives in another region, in a city called Ovada, which is in the Piemonte. No, is it in?
Yeah, already Piedmont, but historically it was part of Liguria region.
Oh, it was really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So for that, for example, Novi Ligure, that is also more into Piedmont today. But it's a Novi Ligure, so it was part of Liguria.
Okay, and that also might explain the influence of the Genoa dialect and musical culture maybe on her music, but she sings in a lot of Genoese dialect.
Yeah, I don't know about her story.
She won the Tenco Award last year with this other album of hers. We were playing some tracks from Lingua Serpentina, but there's another album that she just brought out last year, and that was one of the ones that won... the award, the Tenco, which is a very famous award, which runs concurrently with Sanremo Song Festival, which
is something very different. Sanremo is about the commercial music, meanwhile Tenco is about the real thing of the author and composers, singing song writers.
That's right.
Yeah. So it's a very prestigious award for musicians. The Tenco.
Exactly, yes. There's been lots of musicians that I've met doing this show who have either been nominated and haven't won or have won, including actually one of the musicians on this very album, Max Manfredi, who is a friend of yours.
Of course.
And I believe you played on a number of his albums.
That's right. Yeah, some of his compositions, yeah.
And another link, actually, well, there's a lot of music from Liguria. There's lots of musicians. You were saying before that you really are a big fan of bluegrass music. There happens to be, I happened to met recently a bluegrass band from Genoa.
Oh yeah,
called Red Wine.
Yeah, they're red. Yeah, they are very old friends. Actually, I made I had 10 years of touring, and with two albums I did with Beppe Gambetta, that was one of the founder of the band, the guitarist, of mm-hmm. course. And so I know them very well. Martino Coppo on the mandolin, Silvio Ferretti on the banjo, and other new people.
New members, including yes. Silvio's son, Marco, on guitar. He's a very good flat picker.
Yeah, actually. He's a very good musician.
Yep, that's
very
right.
Young, yeah. And they were recently at the Wintergrass.
They were. That's where I met them, and it was a shame they didn't make it to Vancouver. But I went down to Wintergrass Festival, which I always do, and that's in Bellevue, Washington, just outside of Seattle. And it was very exciting because I had seen on the program there would be an Italian bluegrass band, and I mean there can't be anything more excellent than the combination of bluegrass and Italian music. Some of you may know that I actually do a show on Co-op Radio as well. It's a bluegrass and old-time music show, so it's a particularly interesting combination for me because I do the Italian show here.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Perfect link.
That's right. And I thought, you know, it'd be fun also to play something by these guys. They gave me a couple of their albums, and one of them, I've got this little track called Dixieland for Me. I chose a non-Italian vocals bluegrass song, although they do a couple of songs in Italian.
Yeah. Yeah. They picked some swings, Italian swings, and made a medley of Italian spaghetti bluegrass.
Spaghetti bluegrass. Great. Well, let's have a little listen here. This is Red Wine from Genoa.
Friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beach Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Welcome back to Given the Boot. I'm Linda Bull, and this is an hour of Italian music, 20 minutes to go here. This is up at UBC in Vancouver, Canada, but listen to it anywhere in the world on www.citr.ca. And I have a guest with me, Carlo Onzo from Italy. He is also going to, I thought, would be great. I know that he knows something about this next band I'm going to play. This next band is not technically Italian, although they did live in Italy for a long time. And their name is Inti Illimani.
Inti Illimani per gli italiani.
That's right. I just discovered that this is how it's pronounced, the South American double L. And they are going to be playing here, right here on the campus of UBC at the Chan Center.
Donald Miesita.
Yes, so it's going to be fantastic. It's the 24th, I guess, of April. It must be the 24th, yes, Tuesday. And I'm very excited because I'm going to have at least one of the band members in here for an interview next week.
Great.
Which will be good. And I also wanted to mention that I have two tickets to give away, and the first person who calls me on 604-822-2487, once I'm off the air and not talking anymore, you can call me and I can put your name down for two tickets at the door. That's to see Inti Illimani. Can you tell me a little bit about what you know about the group, Carlo?
Well, I grew up, you know, with more than Inti Illimani than Rimmel. Because, you know, the instruments they use are mainly plucked instruments. And so I had always, you know, the dream to play like them one day. And naturally it happened that I had to share the stage with them.
Wow.
The
yeah. When was that?
It was years ago. I don't remember exactly. Anyway, I was invited by them to play Il Mercato del Testaccio, that is one of their compositions about their living in Rome, in Italy. It's a great tune. I don't know if there is any opportunity to hear it, maybe.
That's a great coincidence, because I happen to have it here, just Wonderful. Ready to play. And it's one of my favorite tracks, actually, too. And I also lived in Il Mercato Testaccio in Rome.
Oh.
When I first went to Rome, it was one of the places that I lived for a month or two.
Oh.
Right in the middle, like right in the Mercato, not in the Mercato. I wasn't actually sleeping in the market, but I was staying in an apartment.
That is an experience to do for people that goes to Rome to visit that market. Is incredible, unique.
It's fantastic, an old-fashioned covered market, fruit and vegetables and food and clothing and everything.
Everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's right, you know, right in the heart of town, really.
Sì, non vi fidate di quelli che vi fanno i giochi delle carte, che sono lì apposta per fregarvi.
Davvero?
Sì.
Ok, grazie del consiglio.
Il gioco delle tre carte è famosissimo.
Ok, non bisogna mai
farsi fregare, attrarre.
Ok, quindi non giocare.
No.
Ok, va bene, grazie. El Mercado Testaccio, perché poi il titolo è in spagnolo?
Sì.
Però ovviamente si chiama Mercato Testaccio. Questi sono gli Inti Illimani, che sono un gruppo cileno che infatti verranno qui la settimana prossima qui alla Chan Center della UBC per un anniversario, il 45esimo, si dice, anniversario del loro gruppo, no? Della fondazione.
Fantastico.
Ci sono alcuni membri originali, alcuni nuovi membri, altri musicisti che vengono da altri posti. Sarà favoloso, io sono assolutamente sicura, quindi se avete voglia di vedere una cosa molto speciale, molto particolare, di una musica world folk sudamericano.
Hanno segnato un po' tutta la cultura folk italiana dagli anni 70 e 80, sono stati punti di riferimento soprattutto per gli arrangiamenti di Orazio Salinas e insomma per il grande impatto che hanno ai loro concerti. E insomma poi ha segnato anche i movimenti di sinistra, insomma la musica la canzone di protesta è stata segnata dagli Inti Illimani in quel periodo.
Sì, anche perché erano molto politicamente
schierati, ovviamente sono rimasti esiliati praticamente in Italia per motivi politici, per cui insomma hanno combattuto la loro battaglia attraverso i loro concerti.
Ok, sentiamo Il Mercato Testaccio. Questi sono Inti Illimani.
Mm.
Intijimani dal loro disco Palimpsesto. For those of you who aren't Italian speakers, that's a group from Chile who...
Valparaiso.
Yeah. Ah, sì. Sì. And they are having their 45th anniversary concert here at the Chan Center at UBC next Tuesday night at 8 p.m. If you want information, go to thechancenter.com to buy your tickets. I wouldn't miss it for the world. These guys are amazing.
That's right. Yeah, don't miss it. The wonderful concert for sure.
And we just heard the song El Mercado Testaccio, which is a story about the testaccio market in Rome. And I just was asking Carlo, my guest here today, if there was another song that was close to his heart, and he mentioned the title track from this album, Palimpsesto.
Yes, it's a nice song. I don't know who of the group wrote it, probably Horacio Salinas. And it's an Italian text. It has an Italian text.
And these guys, for those of you who don't know, of course, Intijimani were exiled from Chile during Pinochet's military regime. When they came to power in 1973, they were on tour in Italy, and they basically decided that it was too dangerous to go back to Chile because a lot of the people on the left wing, politically active musicians and artists, were being executed, were being, you know, disappeared. Pinochet's right-wing government decided to, well, government, we won't call it a government, right-wing dictatorship were basically just doing lots of horrific things. So they decided the best thing they could do would be to be politically active from abroad. So they decided to stay in Italy, and they lived in Italy for roughly 20 years, I think.
Makes sense, yes.
Yep, and they were actually only together as a group for about 5 or 6 years when the coup d'etat happened in Chile, and they ended up in 1973 in Italy. They stayed there, and then they did go back, I guess, probably 20 years ago now, yeah. when Pinochet, the ban was lifted, actually 1988. Apparently days after the ban was lifted from them returning, they did go back to Chile and began touring once again, but began touring in Chile. Mm. So I'm sure that would have been an amazing experience. Now imagine going back to your home country, probably where you're considered like complete gods, you know, like these really famous people, but people who knew your music but had never met you before, never knew you.
That's right.
Yeah. Wonderful. So don't forget, if you'd like to buy tickets, go to the Chan Center website and don't miss out. But you know that I have two tickets available right now for someone who wants to call here in Vancouver, 604-822-2487. Give me a call now and let's have a little listen to this track. Is Palimpsesto.
Huelga deciros que yo os quiero más en la profunda pulpa de antesueño, cuando el glaciar se reconvierte en sol y se nos va la esperma en el empeño y se nos cuaja el ceño de ceniza. Volviendo a errar y errar sin miramiento.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
A un compadrito le canto, que era el patrón y el ornato de las casas menos santas del barrio de Triunvirato, atildado en el vestir, medio mandón en el trato, negro el chamergo y la ropa, negro el charol del zapato. Con malus para el manejo le marcaba un garabato en la cara al más garifo, de un solo brinco a lo gato, bailarín y jugador, no sé si chino o mulato, lo mimaba el conventillo que hoy se llama inquilinato. A las pardas sabuaneras no le resultaba ingrato el amor de ese valiente que les dio tan buenos ratos. El hombre, según se sabe, tiene firmado un contrato con la muerte en cada esquina. Lo anda acechando el mal rato, ni la cuarteada ni el grito lo salvan al candidato. La muerte sabe, señores, llegar con sumo recato. Un balazo lo paró en Tamesi Triunvirato. Se mudó Mario Vecino, el de la Quinta del Ñato. Jugador, no sé si chino mulato, lo mimaba el conventillo que hoy se llama inquilinato. A las pardas buhaneras no le resultaba ingrato el amor de ese valiente que les dio tan buenos ratos. Chino mulato, lo mimaba el conventillo que hoy se llama.